What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my co-host, BDC. What's up, man? What's going on?
What up, man?
Another week, man. So today we're going to be talking a little Gamescom, and BDC is going to give his review and opinion on the new Saints Row game that came out, what, Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. So, yeah. So that's what we're going to be doing today. So before we get into all that, you know, everybody know this Audio Oddity. We've been around a little bit now, so everybody know where you can find us. All podcast platforms, all social media. And we do have a YouTube up now. I posted last week's episode. No video, just audio. But it is out there now. So we're going to be posting a lot more content to that, hopefully. And we'll try to get every week our video episodes up on that. So the YouTube is a little active, so be sure to go and subscribe and watch the video and hit like and all that. It aggravates me when people say that, though. I don't know why. I know you got to promote your video, but it always aggravated me when I'm watching a YouTube video and it's like and subscribe. And it's like, don't tell me that. If I liked it, I'll subscribe. I won't be told what to
some
do.
Some people gotta be told.
I know. Sometimes I forget.
I watch a video on YouTube, and when they say it, oh, let me go hit that.
I know. It just always aggravated me. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, we got our YouTube thing going. So, yeah. So, first, let's get right into it. You play Saints Row, right? Day one. All right. So you've been playing it every day since you got it, I'm pretty sure, right? For the most part?
Third day. This second day I play. I've been working a lot. It's been a hard week. So,
but how many hours you say you didn't put in?
Probably about four.
4 hours of Saints Row. Okay. So
I just got done really playing it probably about an hour ago. So I just got the update, which I got PlayStation. So the PlayStation got the update yesterday. PC got it, I think, the day before. And Xbox, I think, gets the update Tuesday. And I haven't beat the game, so I can't really say what it fixed. But I know it feels the same since I played it. I'm pretty sure they fixed a lot of bugs, and they probably got a patch notes for it. So, yeah. But
game just came out. Game came out Tuesday. Already got an update.
Yeah, I mean that's the generation we in right now.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because back then, you know, N64 play, you know, days and stuff like that. It was just a recall.
Just
had to take the game back. You know, and they, you know, when they got the new version of it.
Yeah, or you just played the game. Nobody worried about it.
They didn't have recall on it. That was
nobody care. Yeah, nobody care about nothing. You just played the game. Yeah,
level just glitched.
And that's you just it. Get past just glitched. Glitch. Yeah. If you that aggravated, go play something else. but anyway, what you think, man? Well, how is it?
The opening segment of the game, I ain't gonna spoil nothing because a lot of people.
We try to do spoiler free. We try to do spoiler free.
So people just now, some people really playing it who work. So I say the opening segment is comparable to the third. They open it with a banger, crazy mission. And I don't like to talk about my boys, but kind of funny game said that was the best thing about the game was the beginning. And, you know, I don't think so. You know, I think the game has a lot of life after you beat the first opening segment to the game. The characters is pretty cool. They're likable. I don't see them being like no gang or nothing. Like, you know, we a little bit older. So when you say gang, you know, you thinking of the Bloods, Crips, and Saints.
From where we from, yeah.
These gangs on this game is like, you got a computer geek. You got a, you know, a girl that knows how to hack this and that and person. You know, who just knows how to break into places, like, you know, so it's a cool game so far. I haven't really got deep in the story, but from where I'm at, you know, I could tell where everything's going and who's going to be in the gang and stuff like that. Real quick touch up on the gameplay. I think the gameplay is kind of like, you know, like a Saints Row game, which the reviews, some of the negative reviews are saying that the game don't have, it don't feel new, you know, okay. Or, you know, to me, I don't want the game to feel new. I want it to feel like Saints Row, but, you know, like a more modern feel, which this game does.
Yeah.
They could have fixed the aiming a little bit. The aiming is kind of like, you know, it's Saints Row, but yeah. You know, it's smoother, but I think what I mean by smoother is the movement of the game. The aiming is the same. You know, I'm not going to lie and say it's the best aiming ever. You know, it's not bad. It's not broken, but it just could have been better.
Yeah, I got you.
The city, from what I, you know, if you ever been to Vegas and stuff like that, or Arizona, they got that feel vibe to it. I like the city a lot. I haven't really got into like a lot of the side quests and stuff like that. I did some of the wanted stuff, and that's pretty fun. The controls to me feels like Saints Row the Third. You know, got the role. One thing they could have added to this game, which I agree with some of reviews, is they could have added a cover system to the game, because you know, like, you got people covering in the game, but you can't cover. Yeah. You got the enemies and your friends covering in the game, but you can't.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So that thing was bothering me. Some was like, I noticed it's my it's my pop filter, and it was like hanging in the, because I got a pop filter in, and I got like, you know, the cover. But it was like hanging in the camera a little bit, and it was bothering me. I thought something was like gonna fall on my head or something.
I see something else bothering me in the camera, but I ain't gonna say. What? I see that Xbox in the back.
Why you hating on my Xbox fridge?
Is it on? Is it?
It's on. Oh yeah, that's why I keep my water. It's on.
Oh, is that the refrigerator?
Yeah, that's the refrigerator. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the Xbox.
Nah, that's the fridge. Yeah.
But if I have to give like a review of the game so far, I give it like a solid like 7 right now. Just now, I ain't gonna lie and say it's a 10 or 8, 9. It's good so far, and I'm just now touching the story, scratching the surface. So I say it's good. Like, you know, if you like Saints Row, I say forget the reviews, just play, because you know, a lot of the reader reviews, a lot of people saying it's good. So that's my thing. If you like Saints Row, try it out. Wait, you know, if you don't want to spend $60, wait till go down to 40. But it's a good game, though. I think I like it. I've seen a couple of glitches. I haven't seen none of the groundbreaking glitches that a lot of people said, and I don't know. I should have read the patch notes before I got into this podcast today, but I'm curious to see what the patch notes, what they fixed.
Okay. So you saying Saints Row fans. So, okay. Yeah, you saying the Saints Row fans won't be disappointed, right?
I don't think so, because if you look at every Saints Row game, they all got like, everybody got their opinion on Saints Row, like, you know,
yeah, what it should be,
knockoff, yeah, or it's corny. But to me, it wouldn't be a Saints Row game if it didn't get some negative stuff about it.
So like I went and watched some videos on the review. You know, when reviews come out, I go watch the video real quick, you know, because I know, yeah, 9 times out of 10, unless it's something I'm really, really into, I'm not gonna play it right away. I just don't have time. My backlog is crazy. I live a crazy life like that. So I went and watched the reviews on it. And one of the reviewers, I think he might have been from, no. That was another one. Well, one guy from IGN gave it like a 6, I think.
Yeah, they gave it a 6. Yeah,
the guy didn't care for it too much. You know, he said it was glitchy, it was repetitive, you know, blah, 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 right? You know, the usual stuff they say when they don't like a game. Another reviewer I watched, though, and I wish I knew his name. I can't think of his name. I was watching it on YouTube, and sorry, whoever you are, I wish I could give you credit for this. But he said he didn't like it because he was a Saints Row fan, and they made it too politically correct. Like, it was too woke. Like, he said they took out, like, a lot of the crazy jokes and, you know, the jokes that probably offend people and all that, and they kind of toned it down way too much. And he said it just wasn't what Saints Row was to him. He said it ain't like, you know, it ain't that, you know, super offensive game like it was back in the day. He said it's like way too woke and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. Yeah. Super
detail about that, because, you know, I'm like 3 hours in, but it's been a lot of jokes that made me laugh.
Yeah.
And it's been the way they talk to certain people in the game is pretty funny. So, I mean, to me, Saints Row is, you know, I can understand, like, you know, a lot of people like the over the top and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because it used to be like over the top crazy stuff, you know.
You know, I haven't really got into detail like that, but I have laughed. So to me, that's a Saints Row game too. You know, it's making people laugh at the same time. So, you know.
I don't know. Maybe it was just, you know, I don't know how much he must have been a deep fan, because I do remember Saints Row having, like, you know, the dildo guns and, you know, other, you know, you can run around and slap somebody. Yeah,
the gimp down in the dominatrix house.
Yeah, the gimp suit, dominatrix gimp suits. You run around. And I remember all that. And I think what he was saying is they took a lot of that element out of it, and he don't feel like.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, though, is like, it's a lose-lose situation. Like, you know, you keep all that stuff back in the game, then
you run the risk of getting
gameplay and everything,
getting your game canceled or whatever. Yeah, and say it's the same. I don't know.
So, but then, you know, they modernize it and make it more. You know, they have a lot of. I noticed they have a lot of today's problems. Like, people have, like, you know, the black people, white,
yeah,
a lot of stuff like that. But then, like, what do you want? Like, what more do you want with this? Yeah. Like, you know, what the guy wanted, like.
So I'm gonna wait till the game hits sale, maybe around 40. well, today it's gonna be probably like, you know, 50, 55 or something like that. The sale, $60. Yeah, it's $59.99. Wait till it get a little lower, or even possibly come to one of the services. You know, it might even hit one of the services eventually. And I'll check it out. It's not some. I'm not a big Saints Row dude. Like, I didn't play a couple of them. I only finished like
one. It's one of my biggest games of the year. Yeah. Like, I've been waiting. Like, I bought it before reviews and didn't care. When I seen the reviews a little bit, I was like, okay, yeah, that Saints Row. You know, because I seen they got, like, you know, other websites that gave it good reviews. And, like, a lot of people play like it. Game Informer gave it an 8.5. You know, I seen it get a couple of eights. So it's clearly an opinion.
Definitely. All these reviews are opinions. But
Saints Row is a hate it or love it game, though. Like, you know, you can find people who didn't like the third one, and it says the second one was best. You know, and then some people say the third one was the best, and the second one was too serious. You know,
I think we talked about it. I think it was Saints Row the third I thought was the best.
This one's more like the third, and then it's a lot of people like the fourth. You know, the fourth got good reviews. So but
I never been, like I said, I'm a Grand Theft Auto dude. Like, I like Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. I never was a big Saints Row person. So I will not be picking this up at full price. But
we completely different, because if I had to pick one series and just end the other, it'd be GTA. I like Saints Row more, but that's just my opinion, though.
See, I'm more of a GTA. Overall, as a representative of the audio podcast review, what we need to come up with a rating scale. Like, we need to give a number or a grade or something. What you got?
I've been thinking about that on my personal podcast, and I haven't thought about it.
I don't know. We need to come up with a rating system.
But then that didn't make sense.
We just keep it simple. Buy it or don't buy it. I mean, we can do, you know, wait to go on sale or must buy, you know, or something like that. We can keep it real simple, you know. Run out and spend your 60 or 70 or, you know, or wait to drop down a little bit, you know. But for you definitely say it's a must buy. You know, if you're a Saints Row fan, go pick this up. If you haven't,
I wouldn't say a must buy. It's a if you're a Saints Row fan, I say go out and buy it. Yeah. If you expecting like a next gen game, then you should wait. That the one thing that annoys me a little bit is it still has black screens. It still has, like, you know, when it goes in, when you get to somewhere, the screen goes black, you know, or something.
So it's not even like next gen. It's still PS4.
It's not like, you know, it don't take advantage of my controller, you know.
We 2 years in now?
You know, when I'm playing Spider-Man or not even Spider-Man, but like, you know, Stray or something, you know, next gen, it's just like, it's just bam. Like, you go to the scene and that's, you talk to the person
on
Saints
Row. No cut screens. Yeah.
Go to the little cut scene and little tips in the low screen for a second. And
man, when people going to stop this? Like I said, what, we two years into this gen now, right? And man, every game should be.
Saints Row was clearly not made for next gen, though. It was it's upscale to next gen, I think.
Man, we need to get. I don't know. Okay.
You know, it's not like Batman or nothing like that. Batman is made for next gen. Like, the new Batman is made for next gen.
And don't get me wrong, I do understand that everybody still can't get a PS5, and that's why they still making everything
cluster. Elden Ring a next gen only game?
No, Elden Ring's everything. It's not next gen.
I can't see that game being. Was it good on last gen, or
I don't know. Wow. I have no idea. I don't know nobody.
They have both screens on PlayStation?
That what?
Did it have load screens on PS5, like long or just?
Yes, I think Elden Ring has loading screens. They aren't long though.
Saints Row is not long too, but it just feels outdated when you get to the mission and all of a sudden it goes another. Like, I just want to just get to the mission, get out the car, and do the mission. Like, you know, I'll go into the cutscene. I don't want to have to go into the 5-second load screen. That just means you just upscaled the game to low fast or whatever. You just make the game low fast.
I thought when I played a year ago or so now, when I played Ratchet and Clank, I thought we was done with this. I was like,
Ratchet and Clank was just next gen.
Yeah, I was like, we on the next gen now. This is it for this. And then now it's like we still kind of fighting with load screens and all that.
Like Sony's in next gen, but some of these third party developers is not.
Yeah, of course.
They're looking at the money.
And yeah, how could they be? Because like I said, everybody can't get a PS5. PS4.
They out there more though. Yeah, they out there more. I see them now and the Xboxes now.
It's still millions of PS4s though. You know, millions of people still got PS4s. So. Still got to make games for them. You know what I mean? Like, nothing wrong with that, I guess. It's just for us with next-gen consoles, it's like, at least they made the game $60 and not $69.99, you know?
Yeah, I mean, some of these next-gen games, this last-gen is good, like Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo don't have no load screens. Like, you know, but I'm pretty sure it loads on the PS4, so.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you click on a race, it's just like,
you're in it. Yeah.
Getting ready.
They take advantage of the hardware, so.
Yeah,
well, that's good, man.
Sony though, they know their own game, so they know their technology or whatever.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun with Saints Row. And
highly recommend. Maybe next week I will give a more
detailed,
like, shorter detail more about the story. How much I like. I can't really. 3 hours into the story is cool, but I don't. It could be some crazy stuff.
How long is the game?
I haven't seen no twists or turns yet, and that's a big thing in Saints Row. So I'm pretty sure. I know they got them because my friends told me there's a couple of twists and turns in the story. So,
how long is the game? How many hours?
They say 30 hours. I know IGN said 30 hours. So
that's not bad.
I'm probably gonna get into it a lot more when I get come back later today, and then I'm off tomorrow. So I'll probably play a little bit more. Doing these podcasts, I do want to get into games a little bit more than just.
I'm trying to play more to give more of an opinion. I'm still working on that.
I was playing a lot of just WWE yesterday, and we'll get into AEW Gamescom later. But that's what made me kind of want to play WWE yesterday. I was just playing it like, man, playing some tag matches, having fun. Yeah. So.
Well, that sounds like a good segue. Let's go ahead and get into Gamescom. So you want to start? You probably got more info than I got on it. Again, or I'll start. It don't matter. Okay, first of all, so Gamescom happened. I think it started Friday? No, when did Gamescom
start? Thursday.
Yeah, Gamescom started Thursday. It's, you know, it's a showcase kind of like E3 type deal. I think it's in Germany. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's over in Germany, and you know, it's all kind of coverage. And you know, but you know, every gaming media outlet you can think of is, you know, here. So it's you know, they're trying to cover it. So it's all in person. So it kind of have that old E3 feel back and everything that we haven't had in a couple of years. So it's been a lot of coverage.
Next year. Yeah. They skipped this year completely. No digital, nothing. Just disappeared this year.
Yeah. So anything that necessarily like totally stood out for you? I know one game I saw that reminded me of you, and I don't even know if you saw it, but you remember, I think we were talking about, when was it? I don't know, it was a little while back. You was playing that Deliver Us to the Moon or something, Deliver Us to the Moon. Well, I seen they're making like a sequel or something like called Deliver Us Mars.
Yeah, there's some bad news on that.
What'd you say?
It was back to February. It was supposed to come out September like 20th or something like that. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I seen that. It reminded me of you. I said, man, I wonder if you know they doing a sequel to that or whatever. I didn't play Deliver Us to the Moon, but I know you was on it for a while.
That game is so good.
Yeah.
Good story, good graphics. I got into it when they did the next gen update for it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was one thing I saw that I just wanted to mention that like made me
They showed a good trailer for it and showed a bunch of new stuff, and they introduced the character finally, which we already knew was a chick. I forgot her name, but we already knew it was a chick. They just introduced, like, they had more story background stuff from her in the trailer. And then at the end was they hit you with the bad news. It was like, I think like February something.
Yeah.
Like February 23rd or something like that. But, you know, man, a lot of games coming out. Saints Row, Batman, and, you know, these story games, God of War, and you got online games in between, NBA, AEW, and Splatoon. Yeah, so it's like, you know, February is not bad, but they do got a lot of games coming out in January, February, March. So, but I mean, it is what it is. Like, I was excited for it. And the one game I want to get into too, I got some more bad news for. My friend hit me up yesterday with it.
What?
One of the best games they showed at the conference was called Where Winds Meet.
Yeah.
And it was like a Ghost of Tsushima game.
Yep. I saw that.
And I was talking about it yesterday. Like, oh man, like this game looked crazy. Like, look at the trailer. I had everybody looking at the trailer.
Yeah.
Who Googled it and it was like, it's only for PC. I was like, what?
Well, it's only, so I heard it's only announced for PC, but that don't mean it's not coming everywhere.
Yeah, they say
so far it's now, only announced for PC.
Yeah,
but you know it's going to come. You know it's coming.
That game looks so, like, when I first seen it, I'm like, Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
And I was looking like, but then it had like a Devil May Cry ninja guy and the way she was fighting and, and battles. And I was like, man, this game looked crazy. Then she froze in the air with a crossbow and shot like so.
Yeah.
I was like, man, like one of the best games.
But they only got PC listed, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna come to.
And it's like a release of June or 23, possibly 24 days,
something like that.
So that game is way.
It's a little ways off. A little ways off.
For the Xbox fans, they showed a game called High on Life, which
I'm I gotta get. Did we talk about this last episode? Maybe it was another episode, somebody else. But that's the game by the Rick and Morty creators.
Yeah.
And man, they've been showing clips of that all week, you know, different funny clips, man. I'm getting that game day one. I'm totally into that game. I know it's probably not gonna be nothing like I expect it to be, but I'm totally into that game. I'm gonna get that. I think it's coming in October, I think. And I'm all here for that. I'm all here for anything Rick and Morty, man. I love Rick and Morty. So that was one that like stood out for me. They announced a bunch of new stuff. It was a lot of new games. What did I do? Hold on. I had a screen up and I lost my screen.
No, what stood out for me?
What?
At AEW.
Oh. So you want to talk about the AEW won an award?
I've been following that all week. When I watched the gameplay of it, I was I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been going through a lot. You know, people know working hard. We've been shorthanded, lost one of my best friends, and I just been tired, dealing with back injury. And when I seen that game, like the full like whole match, it just lit me up. Like I was just like a little kid at a candy shop, like back pain, everything just went away, like shorthanded at work. I was just like,
yes,
like damn, no mercy. Popped in my head, revenge, just Def Jam Vendetta. It was just like when I seen it, I was like, oh man, like it was just like, and then all week I just been looking at people's reactions, like little clips here, people posting from their phone, and man, like the game, like it has some disappointing things about it. Like, you know, they have short entrances, and which to me, you know, you really don't look at the entrances that much when you start playing the game a lot more. You know, it's kind of like a week kind of thing, you know, like you look at everybody's stuff in the first week and a couple of times, and you're like, okay, cut it off. So that, you know, the entrances are short, but the gameplay itself, oh my God, like. They really did it. Like they had a ring there, they had a couple of matches, and that was AEW's first time wrestling over there. I forgot where they're at, in Germany or something.
Yeah,
that was their first time ever wrestling over there. They had a couple of wrestlers, you know, because they couldn't have, you know, everybody over there. But it's a good game. Like if you like wrestling, No Mercy, I say the AKI era of wrestling games included WCW Revenge. Remember Revenge versus the World? Def Jam Vendetta, the Def Jam Vendetta. What's the other one called? Fight for New York.
And WCW Revenge was one of my favorite wrestling games to this day. I still got it on my phone somewhere.
Every time I go to this place, the Shane's, they got an N64. Some things used to be like $60. Now they're like $120.
$130. Yeah.
Pandemic just hyped things, like just put things back, you know, like.
Yep.
I always just even sometimes I even dream, like sometimes I just like I got an N64 with all the wrestling games. I mean, it's something I could do, but you just don't want to put the money in something so old.
Yeah, I thought at one time I wanted to collect all the systems, you know. I wanted to be, you know, start a system collection. But yeah. Then I was like, man, look, how many times you really gonna hook up and play? All that would just be for show. Older
people, you need to buy a converter. Well, they're not much, but converter with the
You got to buy the converter, even if you want to play it. And then I don't even get to play the stuff I play now. So I was like, how many times you actually gonna hook that up, and actually play anything? So then it becomes just something for show. So then I got to get another shelf for it, a place to store it. Every time I, you know, we move or remodel or anything, I got to find a place. Man, I said, nah, I'm good. I'm going to pass on the games collection right now, on the system collection. It'll be cool to have, but I just don't know if it'll be, like, you know, really worth it, you know, just to look at it and be like, you know, I got them all. But I would like an N64 with a revenge, though.
But then, yeah, or like the bad stuff about it, too, though. Like, once you start getting those four players on the screen, slow motion and all the stuff, so you're gonna be like, I'll wait the AEW come out.
Yeah, or Dream. I would like to get a Dreamcast also.
I love the Dreamcast. I just didn't like the wrestling games.
Yeah, man, we used to play No Mercy on Dreamcast, huh? Wasn't it Mercy or which one? Or Attitude?
The arcade game.
No, we used to play it on your Dreamcast. It was either Attitude or No Mercy. One of them, I thought.
Yeah, that was on
In the House.
They had that arcade War Rumble game on Dreamcast.
Yeah, which one?
They had it at the arcade and on the system.
Or maybe that was on PlayStation. I don't remember.
PlayStation had the Warzone and the Attitude.
Yeah, maybe I used to bring my PlayStation over.
Down, triangle for certain moves.
That was the game, man.
But on to the AEW game, which they showed a lot of promise with the gameplay. The gameplay, I was surprised because it's made by Ukes and, you know, a little bit of members of AKI is on the project too.
Yeah.
But I was just surprised how exact gameplay controls and everything. Like, everything was just the same as No Mercy. They really went out there. Like, you know, it was like when Kenny Omega said, this is going to be a throwback into how game, you know, the good glory days of wrestling with the arcade feel, like, you know, that feel to it, the grappling system. I thought he was just like, you know, just saying something similar, but I didn't know literally, like, this is No Mercy. So I was like, man.
Well, I remember him saying it though, like when they said, when they announced Ukes and, you know, all of them were involved, they were like, oh, everybody was saying they wanted No Mercy.
But yeah, they got their own take on it, you know, with the guessing on the mini games on the buttons, and I don't like that part, you know. The 2K with the guessing, like, you know, if I hit the triangle, you got to hit triangle to reverse that move, or I might hit the circle, or, you know, so this game is more pick up and play. Was when they showed it at Comic-Con, you know, you grapple up, down, and whatever, you know, direction and button grapple, whatever. And, you know, they showed the way it moved, referees, they used, you know, the real referees and stuff like that. And then they showed a full match for 10 minutes, which the replay is even like No Mercy. They even got the replays like it. So I was like, man.
Hey, yesterday. Look, why not though, man? I mean, that was a great game.
I mean that's real life though. Just, No Mercy had the closest to the real, you know, replays.
Just,
but, you know,
just update it. Just update a great game and re-release it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Change the characters. I'll take it.
Yeah. So with this game, it has story mode. It has all the matches AEW have, like the Bob Wire, Fatal 4-Ways, Casino World, story mode, mini games. You can edit ring attire and appearance in this game, which WWE don't let you do that. You used to do that in No Mercy.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. I think you can create a ring or edit the ring, move sets, and then stables.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a lot for their first game, you know, and then they want to polish it, which is the reason why they haven't gave a release date yet.
And
which I understand, you know, they said they don't want to, like a cyberpunk, or, you know, a lot of people use that as, you know, that now, you know, you don't want a cyberpunk game. Just have it come out, bro.
Yeah, everybody says that now, but yeah, and they're not even, how finished are they? Are they halfway, you think?
The rumors,
when is the game dropping?
One guy said fall, And but then when he got on the camera, he said they don't want to, they don't know yet. From the footage they showed, this old footage, they said that's they said they are, it's already been updated, and that's what a lot of people like. A lot of people like what they show. So if you like what they show, and that's they got a more polished version out, you know, hey, that seems better, you know. Look, so
just tell them they need to just take their time, man. Just get it right. Just
ain't nobody rushing it. A lot of people wanted to come out this year, but before we talk about some other games, though, you kind of want to get this game out there for people to enjoy it before WWE come out.
Yeah, before 23 comes out.
February. If it's coming out February and WWE's coming out in March, you know, you might have those people who, I'm just going to buy this game, you know, because that game already sold a lot already and got good reviews. And to me, if you come out in February or in November, like what some of the rumors are saying, then that's perfect. You know, you got time to like it. And, you know, they said they're going to add to this. They're going to add more matches and wrestlers and stuff to it. So,
yeah.
What do you think about it?
What, AEW?
Yeah, did you watch the 10-minute video?
I watched the 10-minute video. I'm excited about it, man. I don't watch wrestling, you know, at all anymore, hardly. You know, like I said, I get all my wrestling news from you. But I do enjoy the wrestling video games. I'm still enjoying WWE 2K22. You know, I'll pick up, play a match by myself and all that. So, it's nostalgia for me because, you know, No Mercy, that whole attitude era of wrestling games, we was all into that, man. You know, we love that. So this game would be if they can capture that nostalgia again, I think it would definitely be a big winner. And it also will put it in a different lane from WWE 2K. Like, it won't be like, you know, if they can go that route, like the No Mercy, whatever route, it won't be like so much of a direct competitor with WWE 2K. Because WWE 2K is like more of it's a sim, you know, more of a simulator now. You know, then
some people are thinking too, like, you know, about the graphics. I see like the comments, and this game, like, is made by Ukes, the people who made all those WWE games with graphics.
Yeah.
So it's telling you right there that they're not making this game to look like or 2K.
No.
They don't want this game to look like 2K.
No, they're trying to do something different. I like it. Yeah.
They want it like the No Mercy games, just like Final Pro Wrestling. Final Pro Wrestling is made to look old school and play with a more modern look to it. And that's why it looks like that. So I don't understand why a lot of these people are, it don't look like 2K. They don't want to lie 2K.
No. And if you're mad about that, you know what you can do? Go play 2K. You don't gotta. So yeah, I'm glad they kind of go on a different angle. And I'm glad they're trying to capture the old school nostalgia on wrestling games from
before we my go wrestling games. I do want to talk about one last thing, and this is only going to take a second though. The one thing people don't like, I see, and I hope they change it, is the community creations. They said that's not going to be a thing in this game. Mm-hmm. They said yet. Okay. They didn't say never. They just said yet. So that's pretty big. And like a lot of wrestling, even Final Pro Wrestling now, you know, let you go on the websites and download people. And I think they might change that. Hopefully they change that, because that is pretty big for 2K. That's what keep the community so alive, really, is the community creations, people having the new looks. And, you know, in this game, you just got to go do it yourself. Nobody want to go do all that. Let me go make Undertaker. Let me go make some WWE superstars. Yeah, you know, work. I don't got time to be doing all that. You know what I mean? You just go to it.
Well, and we say that as older gamers, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm pretty sure there's kids and teens out there that, you know, sit in their room all day.
They say they're going to add to the game. So, but
I'm looking forward to this game. It's I don't normally buy a sports game day one, but I will get this one day one. I'll go ahead and probably do the pre-order.
It ain't 69. So
I'll go ahead and do this one day one.
And it's coming to PC day one and Switch day one.
And and with this game, you might, I ain't gonna make no promises, but you might be able to get me online with you finally. playing this.
No Mercy days, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, if we get this game, man, I'm gonna be asking for a Def Jam Vendetta, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's asking for too much. I guess
that's asking for way too much.
I want to beat the baby up.
You're not much. Them rappers would charge these days for that, to put their name in a video game.
Jay-Z versus Tupac Nas or somebody's tag team. Man.
Yeah, they don't think they got the budget for that.
Maybe broke just adding Jay-Z to the game
for real.
Like, done. That's it. Jay-Z and a bunch of jobbers, you may.
All right. Let's go over, look, I got a few highlights here from the Xbox side of things that came up in Gamescom. It's just a couple here. So they introduced a updated, I guess this is updated maps for Flight Simulator. I guess it's just like Germany and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big Flight Simulator dude. I'm just
playing. That game is like a that game is like a vacation spot. Well, once you seen it.
Yeah. I played it. I flew to some places and I'm like, okay, cool. But I'm not going back to it.
I was like, this would be where it looked like.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool. Oh, look, that's my old neighborhood. Look, Long Beach. And then that's it. I'm done.
I had my one homeboy. He was trying to do too much. And so he was trying to do all the achievements and the flight school.
Yeah. Like, man, that's too much. Too much. All right. Next they got up is a Plague Tale Requiem. I don't know if you played the first Plague Tale, but I heard it was pretty good.
I haven't played, and it's on my list. It's on my list too.
Yeah, it's on my list too. So they coming
free
out
on PlayStation, and I think.
And that one's coming out. Requiem's coming out October 18th, and I'm pretty sure this is gonna be Game Pass. I think the last one was Game Pass. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure this is going right to Game Pass. So I might download and play that first one, then check out. I heard they not that long of a game, so it'll be something quick, you know.
A game you can play with your kids. That yeah. Ghost Simulator 3.
Yeah, Ghost Simulator 3. I seen that too.
I swear it looked like some people got really high and just made a game. That's what it came out.
Here's another game. I never heard of this one called Lies of P. Never heard of it. They interviewed the makers of it.
Right on the Game Pass, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like a horror game or something. I don't know, but Lies of P for it's Xbox. Sea of Thieves is coming out with more stuff. This is their season 7 of Sea of Thieves. Man, this game has came a long way, man. I remember playing this game when it first came out and I was like, "Eh."
It was bare bone when it first came out.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about this, but man, now
it was a $60 game, but it was like a live service.
Yeah, but now, man, they have like Pirates of the Caribbean joined with it, all kind of stuff. So
it's a good game. Like, I mean, I played it off and on, and I got like people who play it, and it ain't bad.
Yeah. Next was Gunfire Reborn. They talked. It's a first person shooter, roguelike. It looks like the art style is kind of like animation. It's like a kiddie animation. I don't know. Don't seem like my type of thing. And then I think the last one on here is High on Life, and we talked about that already a little bit, man. I cannot wait for this game, man. Is this coming to Game Pass directly? Because it's under the Xbox Showcase. That's why I'm wondering.
It's exclusive.
Is it exclusive to Xbox?
That's what I think they announced it as exclusive at E3. I think,
man, if it is, that means it's coming to Game Pass, man.
Xbox, man, that's where it appeared at.
Speaking of that, man, I think
Killer Clowns got a game. They had a game.
Killer Clown. That was just the Xbox right there stuff.
Is that like a 5-on-7 or something like that? I think a 5-on-2. I think I seen.
Yeah, something like that. I think it's like a horror survival thing. And Killer Clowns, man. I don't know why they bringing that back. I don't know who came up with that. That movie was from when I was a kid. So we talking like a 30-year-old movie or something like that?
Like clowns. Like some people who don't like clowns.
Yeah.
You know. Speaking of, while you still on Xbox, they did do a new update on Grounded, I think.
Oh, they did? So is Grounded finally coming out as like the whole game? It's been in beta for like 3 years.
Story to it and stuff like that. And
yeah, it's been in beta.
I know they had the story, so I just don't know when it's coming out exactly.
Okay. Yeah, it's been in beta for years, man. They need to go ahead and drop that. I mean,
your favorite game is getting a god mode, which is really going to be hard.
Which one? What?
Sifu and getting a really, really hard difficulty.
But I heard they was adding. But I heard they was adding a bunch of different gameplay elements to that game in an update. Like, yeah, all kind of different
stuff. They got a new trailer out for it, and I'm like, okay, I didn't delete it. I still got it. You know, I'm gonna go back to it because I beat it on easy. I didn't feel good about it when I beat it. I'm like, I feel like I cheated.
You threw it on easy mode.
I feel like I hit that GTA code with the unlimited guns.
What's good games, baby mode or whatever they call it. Something like that.
Yeah, when I beat it, I just like, I beat it.
I'm done.
I would have beat it on normal difficulty. I would have been like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I beat it.
What else? They showed Forspoken too, I think.
Forspoken, yeah, they show some more footage.
Yeah, I think, man, I'm really liking that game. When it was, you know, it was scheduled to come out like last March or something.
Yeah,
and I saw it then, and it was on like my, you know, my wait to go on sale list. But man, it's slowly moving up to my, I might go ahead and get that at launch. List. So I don't know. I'm really liking that game.
Protocol.
Yeah, Callisto Protocol, yeah. Protocol, which is like, yeah, the Dead Space, Dead Space. What they call in the Dead Space sequel.
I think that game might be better than Dead Space. That's the original developers.
Man, I ain't played Dead Space in I don't know how long.
It's been, they got that remaster coming out, which it disappeared kind of off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I don't know if that's still coming. Are they still doing it? I don't know.
I think they just working on it, and they just ain't showed it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They did show one game a lot of people been waiting on is that new Sonic Frontier, November 8th.
I'm done with Sonic games, man. I'm tired. I'm done. I didn't even care for Sonic when it, like, the old stuff. It was good, but it just wasn't.
It was so good, though.
It just wasn't Mario to me.
It got that Odyssey little bit with Mario, which, yeah, that's for, to me, some of the best Sonic games. Sonic Heroes, Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah. If I hear something, like, if I hear it's good, maybe, but... like, I'm not going to go out my way. Like, you know, it's, if it shows up on Game Pass or something, I might download it, but I ain't going out my way to do that.
Are you excited for Last of Us Part 1?
I wanted to ask you about this.
That Part 1. So,
are you getting that? Are you going to buy that?
I'm going to buy that game, just not day one. I'm going to buy it like somewhere down the line, maybe next year or something.
You know it's going to be on PS Plus in like probably less than a year, probably.
Yeah, I beat the original game, and I'm still having trouble trying to beat the second one. The second one's pretty long, and yeah, you know, my backlog, so I'm not going to buy it for $60. Like, if I can get it for 30 or 40,
yeah,
I get it later on, but I'm just not in a rush. There's no online to it or nothing like that, so it's not going to change if I don't get it day one. So I'm going to get it. Just I'm going to get it on bargain, you know, clearance somewhere down the line somewhere. I'm talking like I'm old. I say clearance or bargain. I get it in the bargain bin.
The bargain bin. Yeah, I know what you're saying. When it go on sale.
Yeah, I mean,
they got, it's
definitely not worth $70. No way it's worth $70.
Nah, I'm not. Yeah, I can't believe they charge. Right, I just can't believe they charging full price for this. Who asked for this, first of all? That's my thing about that game. Who asked for this?
Like, a lot of people said they should have just completely remastered the second one. You know, they touched it up, but they never really made the 100, you know, remaster. But it just, maybe that's next. You
man,
know,
it
maybe,
just sounds maybe like such that. A, it just sounds like a, it sounds like they were sitting around. It was like, man, we don't got a game right now, or it's going to be a few years for this finish, but we need to make some money. What can we do? Well, we can take Last of Us and put a fresh paint, a coat of paint on it. Okay, cool, do that. And like, they just grabbing. And I know a few people out there on social media, I see, oh, I never played the first one, so I'm glad.
I mean, this a lot of people from Xbox switching over to getting PS5, so I mean,
yeah,
I'm
pretty sure it's gonna be good. I refuse. I'm not paying $70 for a game y'all done released like 3 times already. Nah, I ain't doing it.
He said, I'm not doing that. Resident Evil 4.
yeah, Resident Evil 4 remaster. You know, if it was like a whole remake.
They
like
said
it's a whole nother game
from the ground up. They say it's built with the PS5 technology.
Yeah, but it's the same game. It's the same story. If they had like new story elements or whatever,
got all the DLC.
First of all, you already know I don't even like that game. First of all, I like that. Like, it ain't my favorite. So
they got another game that's been showing. They got Saints Row reviews on IGN. They got a 6. Is on Destroy All Humans 2.
Oh yeah, Destroy All Humans. Yeah. Which I like that first one. That game's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
They say it's fun, but they just didn't do too much new, and it's not really that.
Yeah, it's
just a remaster, a touch-up.
Yeah,
I just call that a touch-up. When they say remaster, a remaster and a remake is different.
So what do you think about this one here, Dead Island 2?
Oh, that was one of the highlight.
Did you you play Dead Island 1, huh? Didn't you have Dead Island 1? I think no, you did.
I beat it on 360.
Yeah, I think I had. I know I had it, but I thought you did. Maybe it was somebody else. But yeah, I like Dead Island. I mean, it was okay. It was all right.
When they showed that game, it just made me completely just not care about Dying Light 2. Once I seen Dead Island, when I seen that game,
you're done.
I was like, Jesus, this game looks more next gen. I was talking to my friend, you know Bruce.
Yeah.
I was talking to Bruce, and he said, man, why does that game look more next gen than Dying Light 2? And I'm like, I don't know. this you know, game is like 5 years old or something. This
you
game
know what games I like better than Dying Light?
Stop
was,
making it.
And
stop
it's,
making it.
You know what games I like better than Dying Light? And there's a lot sillier and everything, but Dead Rising. I used to like them games were fun. Like Dead Rising, I think it was 3 or 4.
Off. It was too easy. They took away like a lot of boss battles.
You were a little too OP in that game, but I liked it.
Yeah, and then they made a harder difficulty, but it was like months after it came out.
After everybody got tired of it, was done.
And you still didn't add no boss battles and stuff like that. And
here's one, Penament by Oxenden. It's a RPG. That seems interesting. It's for it appeared at Gamescom from Microsoft. I think it's a smaller game. It's a 2D narrative game, RPG, but it looked kind of cool. I don't know. I might check.
They got
that
something
out.
Coming out for your kids. You forgot about
what?
Talk about the Calabunga Collection.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm getting
$40 though.
Man, that's only $40. That's cheap.
And only four of the games is gonna be online. They're like the important ones, really. So. $40.
Look, I don't even play online like
that
anyway.
That's 4 days away. That's the 30th.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. I'm be there. I'm be playing this weekend.
I want it, but I just bought Saints Row, and then I'm buying Splatoon 3, which that's another game they've been showing. And
I might get Splatoon for me and the kids too. The new Splatoon. I don't think we had any other ones, so I might get it for Splatoon 3.
They had a demo out yesterday. They had a Splatfest demo yesterday, and then they've been showing that at Gamescom. A lot of story. A lot of new guns, and a lot of people are crying. Some people are crying online now saying it feels the same. Which
for all the anime people out there, they got a new One Piece game coming out, One Piece Odyssey, a RPG. So for all the One Piece anime people.
Two-piece. I ain't never heard of One Piece before. You said
what? You never heard of One Piece, the anime?
You know what's crazy? What's crazy? I just got on IGN, literally just got on there and seen One Piece. Yeah, they call it a JRPG.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's those Japan are, RPGs.
I hear that name
Final,
a lot. What's
it's Final Fantasy
JRPG.
Japan RPGs, Final Fantasies, so games like that. For? Yeah, that's what JRPGs are. Yeah.
So the RPG. That's not made from Japan.
Nah, that's just American or whatever.
That's like our
whatever
games. What's that game called? Made by EA.
Like they would consider probably like Cyberpunk, like an RPG.
Cyberpunk.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah, like, Cyberpunk's considered RPG.
That becomes your RPG. See?
I can't think of the other one. What's the other one that came out? Like the EA that they made like 3 or 4 of them. Then they had a collection that just came out recently. Those are RPGs. The
which EA? Oh,
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect. Yeah, Mass Effect. Yeah, those are American RPGs or whatever. But yeah, so One Piece.
But there, how come we don't got one? How come we don't got the A?
Hey, ARPG.
American RPG.
I don't know. Maybe in Japan they call it ARPG.
We don't even got Zelda then. Never mind. Zelda ain't even
Zelda. Zelda, nah.
That's Japan.
Just Japan. Zelda is like a, what they call that, like an action RPG or something? I don't know.
Action RPG, yeah.
All right. This lie. Let me see what this Lies P. Okay, so. All right, so remember how I mentioned that Lies of P game before?
Yeah.
All right, so that game is actually, listen to this. Lies of P was an eyeball hit at Gamescom. This long lines waiting to get to play the demo. Perhaps the players just have to see. It's a Pinocchio-inspired Souls-like action game. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, hell no.
That's crazy. It may just be blow. Yeah, so it must be a really hard Pinocchio. Like that's crazy. That's crazy.
They did.
I don't know.
They did show a new trailer. If you people out there listening, playing Battlefield, they did show the next season of Battlefield and next upgrades and
who all the people that still playing Battlefield. You saying?
I mean, it's been a lot since they've been recovering, you know, recovering, fixing it and stuff like that. Yeah. They got a new class where a guy can put a turret in the middle of, like, nowhere and, you know, use it or give it to his teammates.
Yeah.
They show a couple of map fixes. It's a big trailer. It's like a four, I think, let me see. It's like a 4 or 5 minute video or something like that. But I was playing, I've been playing that a lot lately.
Yeah.
They showed that at GamesCon and Battlefield. One thing about today's times is if you release something broken or messed up, you can always recover and fix it. This is to me, it's kind of bad, but it's kind of good at the same. Good at the same time. If you buy something, hold on to it for a little bit longer. You know, it will get fixed because, you know, one quick story. I did play that game that flopped on Xbox. What's it called? Crossfire yesterday.
Yeah.
Trailer of that at GamesCon. That's what made me want to try it. When they released the new trailer of like a lot of fixes and then there was like these mechs and all that. I was playing it last night like, man, this game ain't bad. But the more you start playing it, the more you start seeing how funny it moves. And
yeah,
it's all right. I mean, I didn't delete it, but, you know, I did see that trailer at GamesCon.
Didn't delete GamesCon, but might not go back to it. Huh?
The GamesCon just has so many good games.
Yeah, it was like, so many good stuff. It's a lot of good stuff at GamesCon. Wish I could be looking through. I know, right? Let's
fly. Every time I go, I'm at my job, I'm just swiping up on IGN, more news at GamesCon. Yeah. I'm just like, refresh. Like, dang.
Yeah. So,
we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that was GamesCon. It was a lot more there. We just went over like a few things that stood out to us and the highlights.
One big thing.
What?
You like PlayStation. I know you're not buying this, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. The new PlayStation Edge controller they announced at GameStop.
Man, I ain't buying like that. $200 controller.
About $200 or $300 for that controller. That
controller cost the price of Xbox Series X.
It looked nice, though. It's basically the PlayStation version of the Xbox Elite controller.
Yeah, Elite controller, yeah. Competitive game. Those controllers always seem like people that competitive game.
They help you out more, like, if you plan like a racing game. Like, if you plan a racing game, like, you have, like, paddles on the back.
Yeah, and all kind of stuff. And you can change
stuff on the back.
Yeah, and they said you can change the response times of it and, you know.
It fixes your analog drift, but you can switch the analogs. And
I think you can even change. Can't you swap out the joysticks? Like, you can
swap out different buttons. I don't know what this one does yet. I know you can swap different buttons, but I haven't seen it yet, you know.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
They call it a scuff controller.
They haven't even put a price on it yet, man. And I just know it's gonna be like $200.
That's what people are predicting, $200, $300. Yeah. You know, and the Elite controller was $179. So yeah,
that's not for me, but it does look cool, though. I give you that.
And one more thing, we have to talk about the elephant in the room, and that's PlayStation going is getting that price hike.
So that's what I was about to get into you with. It's two things, actually.
Nintendo came out and Xbox came out like
nah. So, like, no, first of all, they price hiking, but it's only here. It's only everywhere else, not in America.
Yeah, not for us.
So do you think it's going to come to America, or you think
they said no? They said it's not.
Okay, so
from what I hear.
Xbox Nintendo did come out and was like, nah, we ain't touching that.
My friend explained it to me a little bit, saying something about their money over there or something like that. Their money went down, or a lot of places the money is going.
Oh, so, okay, so I didn't hear that. So it's because of the currency?
Something like the currency or something like that.
They devalued their currency?
Yeah, he explained something like that, and I was like, that makes sense. Like, I don't know the whole story.
It's still messed up, though, man. It's still messed up.
But you know what, though? It's not the only thing doing it, though. Food.
I know.
Oculus just did it, and Oculus did
it. Man, Oculus raised about $100.
They did each version $100 in the U.S.
Hey, man, I'll never spend $400. What? Could you imagine?
$300 version, the cheap version now is the $400 version.
I know. I just got rid of my Oculus. I'll never be getting it back. I'll get one second on the secondhand market or something, but even I won't do that because I don't like touching it. Somebody's head didn't touch that, so
yeah. So for us,
it's weird to me.
You know, it's no price difference, but yeah. You know,
but that's still, man. I feel money. like in Canada, man. Like, you know, that's right there.
Already expensive in Canada.
Yeah, things already expensive in Canada, and now it's $50 more. You know what I'm saying? They money's worth more than ours.
Somebody's trying to make you buy an Xbox. That's what a lot of the joke is going around. They gonna push up the Xbox sales.
And
here's only like $30. Like 30, I think it was like 30 euro or something like that. I saw
you gotta think about this, man.
It's not $100. It's not like an extra $100 over, you know, I think it's like 30 euro or somewhere.
Think about this. You know, you shopping a parent's out there shopping for their kid this holiday. Kids like, I want a next gen, you know, I want a next gen console, whatever. Even if they say specifically, I want a PS5, right? So they get to the store and they look. So this thing, $550, right? But then, you know how they gonna probably ask for help from the Best Buy guy or whatever. And he like, look, he like, yeah, that's $550. But look over here, for $300, I can get you, you know, you get that. It plays all the same games pretty much, you know, despite the exclusives, but you know, whatever. And you know, and it comes with, you get all these games for free for like 3 months, you know, talking about Game Pass. You know what I mean? That's going to be very enticing. Yeah.
Somebody was doing that. He was selling them an Xbox. And then when she left the store, he told me, he was like, yeah, I like Xbox. I'm biased. Like, yeah. I was just like, he was like, yeah, the Game Pass is good. But then he was talking about how good the Plus is. But you didn't tell her that.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, all these games and I'm just saying, as a parent, though, Xbox is more parent friendly, like way more. I have three Xboxes in this house or four? I got three or four Xboxes in this house. You know how many PlayStation 5s I got? One. Because you can't... you can't pass up that Game Pass, man.
I think it's just too big
of a deal. I'm hoping Plus...
Plus is actually cheaper.
It'll be better for me, Plus. But for Game Pass, though, yeah, it's cheaper for the year. But, man, you can catch Game Pass deals on, like, CD keys and Newegg and stuff. I got 3 months the other day for like $7. I caught it from CD keys.
It's
or something,
get there, you know? Though. I mean, Game Pass wasn't like that when it first came out the first like couple months or year. Or
no, I had it from the beginning.
But it's gonna get to that level where it'll get cheaper and some of the deals and.
Yeah, but like my little girl wanted, you know, she wanted an Xbox or whatever. You know, I bought her a Series S. You know, $300. You know, the price of a Switch. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she got Game Pass and she happy.
You got a $400 PlayStation.
Yeah.
It's digital, same thing. <look.
clears throat> Yeah. So I don't know, man. I just feel like as the climate is right now, Xbox is more family, you know, for people's budgets, put it that way. Not saying PlayStation can't and won't catch up. Which they will. I still don't see them pushing Plus hard as they should, though, man. Everywhere you look, Game Pass posts 30 times a day on their account about how great it is. They got all kind of people every day. I run across that Game Pass best deal in gaming. You know all that. I don't see PlayStation still pushing like that, man.
I was looking at Walmart the other day and the new Saints Row.
Yeah,
you know the cover, but then when you turn around.
Yeah. Who reading though? That's a back.
This is the back though.
Hold up though. That's a magazine. How many kids? My kids don't even know what a magazine is. They couldn't even tell you.
They have it every year, every month.
I know it's free because nobody gonna buy that. That's why it's free. Nobody buying magazines like that. I'm talking about in front of people.
You don't
see
it on YouTube or nothing. When I go to YouTube and Twitch, they be having.
I seen a couple of commercials in between, but I'm talking about like when you get on Twitter and scroll down, Game Pass is the best deal in gaming. You know, and it ain't even Xbox sometimes. It's just random people. Oh, I still believe, you know what I mean? They just need to like step up their marketing.
I mean, it's new. I mean, it's still new.
And I'm in strong, you know, and
Game Pass wasn't like that the first year.
You know, and I was comparing and looking at Game Pass and PlayStation Plus. Like Game Pass to me, I mean, PS Plus to me, is a little bit better games than Game Pass does right now. If you really dig deep into
they're
it.
They're slow. I mean, it's right now it's slow. Yeah. The game's coming out with Game Pass.
If PlayStation really, really, really wanted to win this war, all they had to do was say, okay, we're doing day one. That it'd be over. You know, we're going to start doing our games day one on PS Plus. It'll be done.
Sales are stopping them from doing it though.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I know. But if they really,
I'm good though. I'm good with that though, because it messed up to me. Game Pass messed up a lot of games on Xbox. I think Halo got messed up because of that. You know, Crackdown 3. A lot of these exclusives come out and they be so big, and then when they come out, it's just like, man, like I can't believe they did this. Like yeah. Halo, they just completely messed up with Halo. Yeah,
Crackdown. Crackdown was horrible.
They Halo, hyped that game about to be the next
Halo. Big, man, Halo's good, man. It just needs to finish it. That's the thing wrong with Halo.
Game, man, they put some of it on Game Pass and they just put some of it free to play. They just like, you know, use Game Pass as an excuse.
They pieced that game out. Man.
It's on Game Pass, so you can play other games, you know. Yeah. PlayStation said it themselves. They want quality.
Yeah,
quality.
Yeah,
you know, they're gonna pay the developers, gonna take the time, and
you're gonna give me a whole game.
I take Spider-Man over Crackdown any day.
That's not, come on now.
I'll buy it twice, three times.
I was playing Spider-Man this morning. Matter of fact, speaking of that game, real quick, man. So I started over, right? I had played, I was pretty deep into it, but I hadn't played in like a couple years, so I like started all over. Yeah, that game got a lot of nonsense missions in it, man. Like, when they like go collect pollution samples for Harry, it's like, what does this got to do with anything? Why am I doing this? Fight the Shocker for the 18th time. You know, like, how many times you want me to fight this dude? He robbing a bank, so let him rob it. I keep putting him in jail. Y'all keep letting him out. But that
I
game,
have a problem with it.
That game is a little. It's fun with though. Some of
the Mary Jane missions.
Mary Jane. Yeah, Mary Jane.
Sneak
around.
Too much.
Yeah, sneak around here with Mary Jane. That game a little too long, man. I don't know how many hours that game is.
I'm gonna go sneak around and see what I can find out. Like, damn, okay. Oh, I didn't want to play it.
Yeah, I don't know. Just tell me. Y'all could did that in the cutscene. But
I thought it was cool though. The first playthrough though, it got repetitive towards the end a little bit more, but they got a little bit better towards the end at the same time too. I like the one where you point out stuff and Spider-Man takes down people for you. And
how many
the Miles Morales one I like was pretty cool.
So that's what, probably what, like that game's probably what, 60 hours or something?
I don't know, something.
It's gotta be at least 60 hours. That's the game seemed long as hell. They could have made that. Miles Morales was the perfect length.
Heck no. No, 8 hours, no.
I love Miles Morales.
I like Miles Morales, but
it was
I like
fun.
It because I know it was a spinoff.
Yeah.
I know it was a good
man.
Like a
I speeded, what was it, 8 to 10 hours, sped through it, fun, done. Then if I want to go back and do side missions, great.
DLC man, was better.
Spider-Man was long, Spider-Man long.
Better, a lot better. The Black Cat and the I forgot the chick's name you go against. Again, Spider-Man to me, first time playing it was one of my favorite games, and I still
It's still a great game, man. But I just realized how much nonsense they had in there, though, that they probably could have took out and, you know, tightened it up a little bit. But it's still it's a great game, though. Still one of, like, my top 10, top 5 games, you know, of all time. So it's still a great game. I just felt like they could have trimmed it a little bit, though. A little bit.
Man, I didn't want that game I didn't want to beat it. I just wanted to keep playing the missions.
So.
Keep playing this more. It was so fun. I was like, man. It was like Arkham. It's like Arkham. I just didn't want to beat those games. I was like, because I know once I beat them, I don't go back to them as much. Spider-Man is a lot easier to go back to because it's just got that Tony Hawk feel to it.
Yeah, you can just go do whatever you want. Yeah,
you know, so, kind of like Ratchet and Clank too. You know, they say like Insomniac came out and said they made those games for like trophies and challenges and stuff like that. So
last thing before we go, you mentioned Arkham. Did you see the new Harley Quinn gameplay?
I was glad about that.
So you how you feeling? You feeling a little better about the game, or
it's Batman? I was feeling good already. It just made me feel better. It was when I seen that trailer, you could see the story of it. They didn't really have too much story of it. Just the Night's Owl. You really don't. They're not like the main villains. They're not they're like more background. They're the main villains, but they're not like, I guess, commercial. Like they don't do videos and we're taking over and we want our money and they don't do stuff like that. Like they're like the mob.
Yeah, I got you.
So this video basically showed they're not like they might be pulling the strings in Gotham, but they're not like the face, you know, the face villains of the game. So
yeah,
kind of where the Harley Quinn is, but you see some stuff in the trailer that they don't show you, like, you know, that she's like, you know, meet this person, or I got one more surprise, another scene. So it makes me think, is the Joker in the game? You know, and then when you look at the cover of the game, if you look on the other side of the cover, it's Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and there's a lot of rumors that he's not dead. So a lot of people's dead in this game. Joker, Batman, Commissioner Gordon.
Well, they said, I heard that they're not going to say Batman's not in the game, but they did confirm he is dead. So I don't know if you play him in a flashback or
they confirm that, you know, it could be a chance, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That cover of the game having Batman on the cover still with his shadows is, I don't know. Like he might not be dead.
And why is it so hard to get Joker in games, man? They always be it's always a secret, a mystery. Is Joker gonna be there? Man, it's Batman. Joker better be there. Like,
yeah, you didn't know he was in the last game until like all of a sudden he start appearing behind you in your head. Yeah. And
yep.
I like that though. I like the mystery, and I do like Harley Quinn being one of the big villains. You know, it seems like she's more crazy and scary, but I think it's gonna be more to it though, because they already show one of her boss battles. So probably show you the last boss battle of the game.
Yeah, she probably fight her a couple of times. That's like early on, and then later on or something. You know, you might get two out of her or whatever. I don't think she's gonna be like the final boss.
But one thing I can say is, though, I like the release date of the game. They made a big deal about, they pushed it back, or they pushed it forward like 3 or 4 days.
No.
Like, I thought it was going to be like a month or something. But realistically, they're getting pushed back because of Call of Duty, or forward because of Call of Duty. They're trying to get that Call of Duty release date. But they were only like 3 days away from it. Now they got a week from it. So
I'm going to wait on the... I'm gonna wait on the reviews for that one before I pick up that Batman. That might be, I don't know.
Yeah, from everything I've been seeing, I've been following this game, it's definitely day one. It's definitely
day one. I'm
co-op too? Oh, man.
I'm gonna see.
I never played co-op with those games at first. Like Saints Row, I just play and beat. And then when I want to play for fun or whatever, I join the friends game or open the game up. But I want to beat it for myself. I don't want nobody coming in running and going to the mission, you know, doing more stuff. And I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm like, damn, I beat the game 3 or 4 times already. Yeah. Skipping cutscenes and like, nah, I just want to enjoy it. Like, a lot of my friends are on different schedules than me. So I like to just enjoy the game first and then I go back to it. So
yeah,
I did like the game. I mean, they didn't show no more gameplay, which I don't think they need to. They've been showing nothing but gameplay to that game. So this is something that we needed. We needed to see a story trailer of it. And, from what I've seen, I like it. You know, Clayface, this would be Clayface's like second time in the spotlight. He was one of the big villains in the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, Arkham City.
Arkham City was the last one, wasn't it?
No, Arkham City was the second one. That was the one where...
Arkham Knights was the last one.
Arkham Knights was the last one. The funny thing about it is, what this game is, it ain't even a sequel to that. They say this is like in its own universe.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Suicide Squad is in the same universe is the Arkham games, because that's Rocksteady.
Yeah, I'm still curious about what that's gonna be.
They said it's weird. It's almost like they're both using the Arkham games.
Yeah,
this is their take of Batman, and then Rocksteady is directly in the same universe. They might not mention Batman. I'm pretty sure he's in the game because you fight Justice League. So
yeah,
but they're both linked to the Arkham games, but Suicide Squad is direct in the same universe. Like, it's kind of weird with this game, because, you know, this game, you never seen Commissioner Gordon die in the Arkham series.
No. We'll see. All right, man. Well, we'll wrap it up there, man. We'll be back next week with more.
One more thing I want to say.
Uh-huh.
I want to get your opinion. It's not video game related, but it's something. It's video game universe, some of the characters.
All right.
What you think about The Flash, man?
So
what you think about the actor, what you man? Mean? Apologizing, and
oh, you mean the actor?
Yeah, the actor.
Oh, what you man, think about look,
man, think they, Discovery, huh? You think Discovery put him up to that?
Man,
he was filming reshoots. They say when he was wanted, so
this, yeah, man,
Discovery look, knew where he was at.
Man, I got so many opinions about that stuff.
You apologize for what, choking the girl or dating the underage or having the guns around kids or
look, I'm just gonna say this. Look, you know, you didn't read every single thing going on with the Flash, dude, right? But that movie still gonna drop. Like, that movie still gonna happen.
Don't like the movie.
Batgirl is not coming out. That and that should tell you everything you need to know about our society. that's all I'm saying.
A few people seen the movie and said it was okay, but then this dude choking people underage, guns around underage and kids and.
But
a minor, and now she older and cracked out. Like, I seen the pictures of her. She was like in the pictures, just like, I'm like, dang, like.
but the movie coming out though, The Flash coming out, And we all gonna go see it.
To save his movie, he apologized.
To save it.
It's crazy. We were joking about that work. Like, I was like, well, you apologize for choking the girl. You seen the video when he choked her out?
No, I did not watch the video. I heard about it.
He threw her on the ground and then choked her out some more. And then, like, his homeboys jumped on him and grabbed him.
And I swear, and if he in the...
You want to fight me?
Man.
You want to fight me? I was like, are you serious?
Man, and I swear, if he's in the Flash 2 or Justice League, anything, I'm done. I'm done.
Oh, they announced he's done. They announced he's done after this movie.
He's got to be done. He's got to be done. He shouldn't even be doing the reshoots. Nobody.
It sucks, though, because they say this is the one of the highest review movies, like, there's, like, seen private, like,
yeah,
they say this is like one of the best DC movies.
But nobody would have.
But I mean, it's easy to replace him though with a sequel.
That's what I'm saying. But nobody would have blamed them if they had to scrap that movie and start it over. Nobody would have been like, oh,
I think because it was $290 million. I think what stopped it.
Man, that's crazy.
And then you got Michael Keaton, Ben Affleck did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck.
This is kind of like the
Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck was in Batgirl too. they didn't stop them.
This is kind of like a reboot of the DC universe, though. The Flashpoint kind of fixes a lot, so it's like this is like your movie you need.
Man, like, I don't understand. Only thing I understand about Batgirl is like they said it's because they scrapped it because it wasn't that good, and also because they were going a different direction with the universe or whatever, which is fine. But they could have said, okay, this is the Batman. This is a standalone. We're gonna do this. And they can release it to streaming services or something. People want to see that, man. People want to see it.
I mean, all I'm going to say is, before we just end this whole thing, you got Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah.
You got Commissioner Gordon from the Justice League.
Yeah.
And then somehow you just got a black Batgirl.
Yeah.
And then the Michael Keaton Commissioner Gordon was some fat white dude in the old movies. So it's like, would he date a black chick?
Yeah, I don't know.
And why is she so young? And Michael Keaton's supposed to be part of like an older Batman. Yeah, so.
I'm pretty sure that they gonna come up with some adopted or.
And then we just gonna ignore the other Batmans, the George Clooney one. So really, the story left off at after that, Batman.
Those don't exist. Is that Batman? So the Michael Keaton Batman, is he coming back from those? Are they saying he's from those original Batmans, or he just like the Flashpoint Batman from the future? Original
Batmans, because even they even got his old house in the old Batmobile in the Flash movie.
Oh, really? So I
never
thought,
seen that scene where he goes back in and he pulls the thing over and it goes off, like he pulls the Batmobile off.
Yeah, but no, in the Flash movie, I understand that because they're doing Flashpoint, so that's gonna be a little different.
I think that movie was supposed to come out first with the time where you get him in the universe because, like, they pushed it back, I guess.
Yeah.
See, that's the whole thing with DC. Some of their movies you don't know. Like, I don't know the time frame of Batgirl. Yeah. I don't know why will he have three or four different, like, you know, a different commissioner from Justice League.
Yeah.
So that means he's still in that universe. I mean, Michael Keaton is still in the universe, which part would have had to have Flash come out first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
and they delayed it almost by a lot, you know, for a few months or something like that.
I don't know. Okay.
They're taking Michael Keaton out of the movie now. Some of the movie that, you know, they're reshooting them with Ben Affleck scenes. So,
yeah, that's.
I don't think Warner Brothers Discovery is all on. I don't think they're with Michael Keaton like that.
I kind of wish they would just go off of like Batman 2 and do like just a whole Michael Keaton, you know, continue off his storylines, do, you know, in the whatever. But
look
anyway.
Good. He looked good in the suits.
Oh, yeah. I love Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton, one of my favorite Batmans, you know? I mean, that's me personally.
Maybe
he
get a new helm suit where he can move his neck.
Yeah.
He's the worst Batman as far as look. He be.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it was the 90s, man. It was the 90s. Give him a break.
They said his hair used to stick to the to the stuff.
That's probably the worst. It's probably the worst. Probably one of the worst roles he ever played. Like far as like having to be in that costume all the hours.
Yeah, they said Robert Pattinson. They said it took him like an hour or something to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
said, you think they would have made a zipper. They didn't make a zipper down there in a lot of the movie.
They put nipples on a suit. They can't put a zipper on a suit. All right.
Like they advance with these suits slowly.
Yeah,
like
you very next slowly.
Next gonna have a zipper where he can go to the bathroom whenever he wants.
Yeah.
No, but Michael Keaton had the worst outfit. They said.
I bet because that's like the first one, and you know
he had the worst Batman outfit. But then he rocked some J's though, which people didn't know.
People
didn't know until like 20 years later. They were like, there's some Jordans right there. I didn't hit. You go look at it.
It is Jordan. That's crazy. All right.
Remember that scene, that famous scene, though, how he looked? Nobody thought, why was he moving like that? Remember, yeah. He was with his neck.
But he had to. He couldn't turn his head. The mask was all one piece. Remember, he tore it off? It, like, ripped off. Like, completely ripped off.
Well, he a billionaire.
It ain't like he let it down. He completely, it's all laid. It's all rubber. Anyway.
But then, okay. You know what's crazy about that is when he ripped it off, you can see he didn't have no makeup on his eyes.
No, it was just
like... I thought that was a weird scene in the movie. Even when I was little, I was like, why is his eyes where you can see his skin now? And then all of a sudden he made a big deal about Robert Pattinson. Oh, he took his mask off. You can see the black fade. And I'm like, yeah.
All right, man. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll be back next week.